This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The diagnosis for President Trump has been seen lately with bruises on his hands and swollen legs. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The president underwent a comprehensive examination, including diagnostic vascular studies. Bilateral lower extremity venous Doppler ultrasounds were performed and revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition.
In a major win for the president, the Republican-led House narrowly passed a White House request to claw back $9 billion from the federal budget, including funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting. Attorney General Pam Bondi posting Thursday night that the Justice Department is set to request Friday that grand jury transcripts tied to federal investigations into deceased sex offender Jeffrey Epstein be unsealed. This in response to a directive from President Trump issued on his Truth Social account directly and asking Bondi to do so. This is ABC News. Israel striking a church that Pope Francis called daily.
At least three people were killed and 10 others injured after Israeli strikes hit the only Catholic church in Gaza, which had been providing shelter to dozens of families and used to receive daily calls from the late Pope Francis. Pope Leo saying in a statement he was deeply saddened to learn of the loss of life and injury caused by the military attack and renewed his calls for peace. The IDF says the circumstances of the incident are under review. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
In a statement, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said Israel remains committed to protecting civilians and holy sites. A new bill in Congress aims to classify extreme heat as a major disaster, which would unlock federal emergency funds for communities where residents struggle to cope with dangerously high temperatures. The Extreme Heat Emergency Act would allow the president to make FEMA funding available for affected communities. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers head to the West Coast. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers open up a three-game series tomorrow night at Dodgers Stadium, but whether Sal Frelick will play remains a question mark. The right fielder and Brewers leadoff batter suffering a hamstring injury on Sunday and underwent an MRI. Doctors say Frelick suffered a minor strain but is day-to-day for now. NBA, the Bucks wrapped up their summer league schedule with a loss to the Chicago Bulls 102-96. Former Bucks center Brook Lopez, now with the Clippers, asked about his two-year, $18 million deal with L.A. at the age of 37.
The money's nice. It's that's not what it's about for me. You know, I love playing. I love hooping. I've loved it since I was a little kid. I watched my older brothers play. I've just always been around it, you know, and I love winning just as much. I want to keep winning. I got a great taste for it in Milwaukee, and these guys are all about that here, and I'm all about it, so it's a perfect fit.
That's the Clippers' Brook Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies across the area. Our winds will stay light. The morning low of the middle 50s. On Friday, a few more clouds around and some showers and storms in the afternoon with highs in the mid and upper 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Hank Scott, the owner of 12 Tribe Cigars, who joins me in studio. And Terry Barr drops by for Bar Band Friday night. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed us. Just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie, and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Live from beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin at the Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio. I'm Todd Albaugh, joined by our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, back at the world headquarters down in Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome in, everybody. It is Thursday, the 17th of July, 2025. It is not just a great, it is a beautiful day to be a Wisconsinite. We are so happy to be bringing this show to you live here from Butternut, Wisconsin. Our friends, our colleagues, Jane Matinere and Greg Bach kick things off this morning from this very location from 9 until 11 with Matinere on air. We're picking up the baton as we do this relay race across the state of Wisconsin and could not be more excited for today's show. As Kenny sang there in the opening bit, we are in some town somewhere and we could not be more excited to be in Butternut, Wisconsin today. We got in, I'm not sure, Zomers, it was around 9:30 or so last night, stayed at the Northern Lights Inn, and many thanks to the great folks there at the Northern Lights Inn, one of our many great sponsors up here, and we're going to be talking to some of those great sponsors as we go through today's show. Big shout out to Darla Isham, who is the general manager up here in the Park Falls area, also for our great station WBZH in Hayward, which this program goes across, and also to Big G, the sales director up here of this part of the world for Civic Media as well, for lining up these great sponsors, lining up this great location. Kelly Meredith, the owner, proprietor here of Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio, has been so gracious as to open up her beautiful space. And for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like, I'd encourage you to look because we have this beautiful mural that Kelly has painted here. She talked extensively about this with Jane and Greg this morning on their show. She's going to stop by later this hour briefly just to tell us a little bit about that and her business. Also coming up this hour, at the bottom of the hour, our friend and colleague Dan Schaefer is going to join us, the political editor for Civic Media, also founder of the Recombobulation Area, to help us recombobulate on a little news. Will Governor Evers run for a third term? It looks like perhaps my guess was right that he will not. Could be some big news coming down the pike in the next 24 hours. We'll discuss that. And also local headlines. I love this, Somers. I picked up the Lakeland Times from Minocqua here. And talk a little bit about the news there. And also we have the Price County Review headline, Concrete Park Repairs Begin. And Kelly talked with Jane and Greg this morning about Concrete Park. So we'll discuss local headlines with Dan Schaefer, as well as state political headlines as well. Looking forward to that. And then in hour two, going to have Lena Matola stop by of Northern Pines, where Jane and Greg and I are staying tonight. She runs a great resort here in the North Woods, and she's going to stop by and talk to us about that. Another one of our fine sponsors for today's show. What's worse today, this one seems to be a no-brainer, Zommers, tourism or no tourism. We'll talk about that. And then to round out the show at the bottom of the second hour, Big G himself, a legend up here in the North Woods, is going to stop by. And our colleagues, our friends, Jane McNair and Greg Bach, are going to be here talking more about this great trip around the state of Wisconsin. How are things back in Madison, Zommers?
Pretty nice, at least to me. You know, it's a little cooler than it has been lately and a little less sunny. Some may call it gloomy. I call it tolerable.
It's cool up here as well. The sun is out, though. It was in the upper 40s when we woke up this morning at the Northern Lights. I have shorts on because as I was packing, as my grandpa used to say, I forgot to pack my long pants. So no jeans. All I got is my shorts. But it's fine because it's beautiful up here in the North Woods. So anyway, it's just been a great trip so far, and that's what we have lined up. Hopefully you will stay around for the entire show. Right now, joining me at the desk here on location in Butternut. So honored, so pleased to have her. She is the vice president of the Butternut Historical Society. Maxine Kleiger is here. Maxine, thank you.
Kilger.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Thank you for correcting me. Kilger. Maxine Kilger is here. And Maxine, first of all, thank you very much for doing this and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure, and we talked a little bit before the show started here. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how you came to be involved with the Historical Society.
Pretty easy. I grew up in this community. I'm a descendant of one of the first settlers here, and I think it's the greatest place in the world.
So you're born in this area in the state and you grew up here.
Yeah.
As you grew up then, were you a homemaker? Did you work outside the home?
Well, I grew up here. I went to college and became a teacher, and I spent 40 years teaching school in Wisconsin.
Wow.
Various places. Mm-hmm. But the best place was here.
Well, my entire family are educators. I'm the only goofball that didn't go into education. So I have a deep respect for people who, what grades did you teach?
The lowest grade I ever taught was fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And then I would say about the last 25 years or so, I taught middle school kids. Mm-hmm. And it was quite delightful and interesting.
I imagine that it was. When Jane and Greg and I drove in, one of the first things that caught our attention were these beautiful murals that you see. They're painted by our host here, Kelly Meredith. And we thought, wow, there's a lot of history here. Tell us, if you would, in brief, how did Butternut begin? What was the impetus for this community? Was it logging or otherwise? And a little bit about the community in which we find ourselves today.
Well, the community exists because after the Civil War, Wisconsin became a state in 1848, and the Civil War ended in 1865, and this was open land, and the only part that was settled was in the south, and there was all this vast ocean of trees up here, and the Wisconsin Central Railroad decided to run a rail line here, and the only way they could do it is if somebody cut down a path for them through the trees. And with the Civil War being over and a lot of soldiers looking for something to do, Civil War veterans took on the job of slashing the trees so that they could lay the tracks. Mm. And they came from the south when trains were down in the Milwaukee area because Milwaukee